Everybody's heard of ABC 123, Do Re Mi.
Throughout the 1960s, Motown, with its crack teams of writers, producers, and performers, had perfected the production line approach to commercial pop.
It's a body of work that is the important thing in Motown. It's not one song, one artist, or anything. It's a body of work that made a whole lot of people happy around the world.
Once you become part of the Motown machinery, it was like going to finishing school. The whole Motown camp would sort of redefine you and polish you and make you presentable for the world at large. It was a factory. It was a music factory. And the Jackson 5 was the flagship of the fleet at that point.
Bassline was very important. It's still knocking us to this day. That. Then it kind of hesitates.
So if you listen to the bass line, I want you back. It's absolutely brilliant piece of playing. I used to play those kind of bands where you read the parts, and so I used to have to read the part for I Want You Back. And it sort of goes, dang, da-ga-da-da-dang, da-ga-dang, ga-da-ga-dang, gang, 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 gang. Well, it was the first bass part that ever, that I ever had to read that was as complicated as that.
The punchline is, back in your heart, I want you back. You know, that's about 3 seconds of a hook. You know, but that's where the title came from. And Mr. Gordy, when he heard that, that's where he put the title. The thing about Michael that was so extraordinary was that every song that he sang, it looked like he had lived it, you know. He was like an old soul that had come back. I mean, it lived before or something, because he understood all this. And when I would tell Michael, I said, well, say this and do it this way, he would do it better than I thought he could do it.
And they called it puppy love. The Jackson 5 were followed by a stampede of teen acts as the singles-driven pop production lines went into overdrive to meet insatiable demand.